A strange romance unfolds every few decades, reshaping everything we know about work, wealth, and progress. Financial capital, restless, opportunistic, always seeking the next big win, suddenly becomes infatuated with a revolutionary technology. The relationship starts productively, funding bold innovations and building new infrastructure. But passion turns to obsession. Money starts believing it can multiply endlessly without creating anything real. Asset prices soar beyond reason. Then comes the inevitable crash, the painful breakup, and eventually, if we're lucky, a more mature relationship emerges, one that actually delivers widespread prosperity. This isn't speculation. It's a pattern that has repeated 5 times over 250 years, from steam engines to semiconductors. Understanding this cycle isn't just academic curiosity. It's the key to navigating our turbulent present and shaping a more equitable future. Since 1771, 5 technological revolutions have transformed capitalism, each lasting roughly 50 years. The Industrial Revolution began with Arkwright's water-powered cotton mill. The Age of Steam and Railways launched with Stephenson's locomotive. Steel, electricity, and heavy engineering arrived with Carnegie's Bessemer plant. Mass production roared to life with Ford's Model T. Our current information age sparked with Intel's microprocessor in 1971. These weren't isolated inventions. They were explosive clusters of interrelated technologies that reorganized entire economies. Railways created standardized time zones, precision manufacturing, and modern logistics. Microprocessors revolutionized supply chains, healthcare, and knowledge organization. Each revolution emerges from a core country that becomes that era's economic powerhouse. Britain led the first 2 surges. America commanded both mass production and information revolutions. What makes these shifts truly revolutionary isn't new gadgets, it's the complete mental rewiring they demand. Mass production reshaped urban planning, education, and how we think about time. When Ford paid workers enough to buy his cars, he recognized that mass production required mass consumption. These waves reveal something profound. What feels like permanent economic reality is just one temporary phase in ongoing creative destruction. Today's tensions between industrial age institutions and digital age realities are predictable features of paradigm shifts. Economic progress stems from 2 competing forces. Financial capital, mobile, impatient, return-focused, seeks multiplication through investment. Production capital, rooted in factories, equipment, and knowledge, pursues patient value creation. Their conflicting rhythms drive recurring cycles through technological revolutions. When industries mature and returns diminish, financial capital grows restless. Profits accumulate faster than reinvestment opportunities, creating vast pools seeking new prospects, fuel for the next revolution. When breakthrough technologies emerge, financial capital rushes toward revolutionary entrepreneurs. Initially productive, this builds infrastructure and expands industries. But as excitement builds, finance convinces itself it can thrive independently. Money makes money from money, creating paper pyramids disconnected from real value. This decoupling peaks during frenzy phases when speculation drives absurd valuations. The dot-com bubble saw revenue-less companies worth billions. Then reality strikes. Bubbles pop. Chastened financial capital must reconnect with production. This painful realignment enables new regulatory frameworks. When appropriate rules emerge, constraining finance's destructive tendencies while enabling productive investment, golden ages become possible. Production capital leads, pursuing genuine wealth creation while expanding markets. The post-World War II boom exemplified this through strong labor protections, progressive taxation, and financial regulation. But golden ages don't last. Industries mature, markets saturate, and financial capital grows restless again. The cycle repeats, explaining why technological revolutions follow similar trajectories despite different technologies. Every technological revolution unfolds through 4 predictable phases, spanning roughly 50 years. Recognizing where we are helps anticipate what comes next. Eruption begins when revolutionary technologies emerge against stagnation. New industries explode while traditional sectors struggle, creating a split economy. Financial capital floods toward exciting possibilities. Intel's 1971 microprocessor exemplifies this. Appearing amid mature mass production stagnation, it opened vast possibilities that would transform everything. Frenzy marks peak speculation and polarization. Financial capital detaches from production, generating wealth from existing wealth rather than new production. Infrastructure gets built rapidly and chaotically. Income inequality widens dramatically as technology millionaires emerge alongside growing poverty. This phase typically ends with spectacular crashes, like the 2000.com collapse. Following crashes comes the turning point, a reckoning when society establishes new regulatory frameworks to restore order and reconnect finance with production. The New Deal exemplifies such frameworks, constraining finance while enabling productive investment. Synergy becomes a golden age when the paradigm's productivity potential fully materializes. Income redistribution enlarges consumption markets, allowing middle classes to flourish. The post-WW2 boom exemplifies this, mass production technologies spreading prosperity widely. The final maturity phase marks twilight. Markets saturate and productivity gains diminish. Financial capital seeks alternatives, funding experimental technologies that will form the next revolution. The 1960s exemplify this. Apparent prosperity masking growing tensions and early information technologies that would eventually overthrow mass production. This pattern reveals that financial bubbles, crashes, and polarization aren't aberrations. They're inherent features of how capitalism evolves. Technological revolutions reshape society through creative destruction, dividing populations between new and mature industries, modern and traditional firms, and those with relevant skills versus those without. Arkwright's water frame threatened hand spinners. Bessemer steel menaced wrought iron producers. Today, AI creates similar anxieties among knowledge workers previously immune to displacement. Each paradigm shapes our conception of progress itself. Mass production created an entire lifestyle. Suburban homes, automobiles, standardized consumption, nuclear families with male breadwinners. When paradigms mature, their once natural arrangements suddenly appear arbitrary, fueling social transformation movements. These transformations generate fierce resistance from established institutions. While competitive forces drive economic change rapidly, social and institutional spheres resist due to routine, ideology, and entrenched power. Full wealth creation requires institutional recomposition, regulatory frameworks, organizational redesign, behavioral modifications, enabling golden ages like the Victorian boom or post-WW2 prosperity. Crucially, outcomes aren't technologically determined, but socially shaped through political struggle. Mass production supported American consumer capitalism, Soviet industrialization, and fascist militarization. Same technologies, vastly different consequences. This challenges both technological determinism and market-only solutions, highlighting politics and institutional innovation as essential for broadly shared prosperity. Technological revolutions reshape global economics, opening windows of opportunity for some nations while closing them for others. Established leaders often struggle. Their existing investments become barriers, the curse of the early lead. Less committed countries can leapfrog by embracing new technologies without legacy constraints. The United States exemplifies this pattern. It followed Britain during steam and railways, forged ahead with Germany during steel and electricity, then established clear leadership through mass production into the information age. Though Asian competitors, unburdened by industrial infrastructure, now challenge its dominance. Japan caught up dramatically during mass production, only to struggle with information paradigms. Asian tigers like South Korea and Taiwan leveraged the information transition to accelerate development, while China used scale and state involvement to build comprehensive capabilities. These catching up processes involve strategic coupling with financial capital from leading countries. During installation periods, capital flows toward promising peripheral economies, fueling rapid development but creating vulnerabilities, as seen in Argentina's 1890s Bering crisis and the 1997 Asian financial crisis. Today's information revolution establishes globalized production networks from early stages. Countries can no longer follow linear paths from agriculture to manufacturing. They must navigate a landscape where design, logistics, and digital infrastructure matter as much as traditional manufacturing prowess. We stand at a turning point between installation and deployment of the information revolution. Our choices now will determine whether we enter a true golden age or merely a gilded one, where technological marvels coexist with persistent inequality and environmental degradation. Three structural tensions demand resolution. First, the gap between paper values and real wealth requires regulation restraining casino economy practices without stifling innovation. Second, the gap between production potential and existing demand requires policies activating new growth engines. Third, the widening chasm between wealthy and impoverished regions threatens economic stability and social cohesion. Mass production required standardization and hierarchy. The information paradigm demands flexibility, networks, and global coordination. Corporations must evolve toward networked, purpose-driven structures suited to knowledge-based production. We could harness information technologies to address social and environmental challenges. Distributed renewable energy, AI-optimized resources, equitable knowledge sharing. Or benefits might concentrate among global elites while risks are socialized. History shows golden ages emerge when institutions balance individual initiative with collective welfare. The post-WW2 boom required deliberate choices. Labor protections, progressive taxation, financial regulation, and international frameworks enabling trade while constraining destabilizing capital flows. Today's turning point presents extraordinary opportunity. We possess unprecedented technological capabilities, yet remain trapped in institutional frameworks designed for scarcity-based industrial production. Breaking free requires bold thinking about work, ownership, governance, and value itself. What if we designed economic institutions around knowledge sharing rather than knowledge hoarding? What if we measured progress by ecological regeneration rather than resource extraction? These aren't utopian fantasies. They're practical necessities for unlocking the information revolution's full potential.